Welcome back to a new series of Time for Tefillah, 4 minutes a day. We're going to be working through some specific parts of Psukei Dezimra. The way that we're meant to approach Tefillah, the way that we're meant to ready ourselves to say the brachas on the Shema, to stand in front of Hashem with a heartfelt connection, is through song. Through Psukei Dezimra, a collection of psukim from throughout Tanakh that are woven together, stitched together to make this beautiful song. Even though most of us don't sing Psukei Dezimra every day, our hearts should be singing, our souls should be singing. But it's impossible to do that unless we really understand what these holy words mean. So let's start, let's go on the journey, let's see where it takes us. Each unit can stand by itself, but when put together, it creates something so beautiful. The place we're going to start is from Yehi Chavod. Nisach Ashkenaz says Hoidu after Baruch Sha'ama. Nisach Sfad says it before. We all come together for Yehi Chavod when it comes to talking about Chavod Shamayim, the honor of Hashem. Everyone's united. Yichvayt Hashem la'olam. Yismach Hashem b'masav. May the glory of Hashem endure forever. Let Hashem rejoice in His works. This is really a collection of psukim primarily from Tehillim. There are two themes in this whole paragraph: the sovereignty of Hashem and the role of Klal Yisrael. Because both of these are critical points in Tefillah. The purpose of the creation of the universe is Malchus Shamayim. That means that everything that exists is part of Hashem's plan. Everything that exists is meant to be dedicated to serving Him. This idea is found in nature. David HaMelech tells us that we attain awareness of Hashem when we contemplate the beauty and perfection of the universe. The Rambam paskens that way lahalacha. And therefore, Yichvayd starts with this pasuk. Because in fact, the Gemara tells us in Chulin Daf Samach, this is the praise proclaimed by a malach when the newly created plant world developed according to Hashem's wishes. What that means is that the glory of Hashem is revealed on earth when Hashem's will is done. And therefore, most of this tefillah deals with the idea of Hashem's glory and kingship. The last five psukim talk about Hashem's selection of Klal Yisrael, pleads for His mercy. We ask Hashem to listen to our tefillahs. This is the way Rav Munk explains it in Worlds of Prayer. Yichvayd mentions Hashem's name 21 times. This corresponds to the 21 psukim of Tilal Adavid of Ashrei that we'll say just afterwards. So essentially, it's really an intro to Ashrei too. It's the way the Beis Yosef explains it in Levush. It says Yichvayd, all psukim of Shevach, praising Hashem. Levush says it straight out. This is the intro to Ashrei. When you think of Yismucha Shamayim and Sagal Aretz, you're really mentioning Hashem's name. Chida tells us it was created, it was written with incredible depth. In fact, all the psukim, all the sidurim tell us we have to say it with tremendous concentration. If we were privy to the secrets of the Arizal, we'd realize the secrets to with which this was written, says the Sage of Sherish HaAvodah. All the numbers of all the letters, of everything written together, creates tremendous combination. So even if we don't understand the Kabbalistic sequence behind these lessons, it's absolutely worth saying the Psukim with Kavana because it creates something huge in Shamayim as our tefillahs prepare to go straight up.